Hello, I'm on the air. This is Kathy Cook, Bridging Wisdom. I'm also known as Bright Lights Pathfinders. And today is August the 22nd, 2012, for the timestamp. I had no archive run last week or live. I was still really torn up about my passing of my dog. You all know Puppy Wuppy, Girly Whirly, the one that was in the background most of my broadcast. She passed away at 15 years old. We had a service and cremation for her. But I just want to tell y'all a unique little story. I had so many condolences, and I want to thank each and every person that reached out to me during that time. She was very well known, not only here in Charlotte, North Carolina, but throughout the World Wide Web. And it was a blessing to help ease the pain that I had. She died of a brain aneurysm. And anyway, I was talking to this beautiful spiritual soul that reached out to me from my home base, BBS Radio, one of the family members there. And she, let me just tell you, she can see and feel and understand the animals from beyond. And Puppy kept trying to go through portal, you know, windows and mirrors. And she said that those were portals because Puppy was trying to get out of her body. And Puppy ran around in circles and circles and ran up the sofa and down. And she couldn't even move before the brain aneurysm. But anyway, this beautiful soul, I'm going to call her Cosmic, because that's what she does by sometimes. But Cosmic told me that she had gone through the portals, you know, like a liquid mirror. And I was telling her about the book that I was writing called Dreamland, the Land of Forget-Me-Nots. And I started doing a little bit of numbers and stuff on her, you know, to see the resonating of what she's telling me about animals. She literally is a Dr. Doolittle, but deeper, the spiritual Dr. Doolittle. She is the Dr. Cosmic of the animals, and is the most amazing woman. I love her so. And for her to be able to talk and tell, she told me things that about my dog that I had, because I didn't know her except for, you know, I've never talked to her. But she promised to be on air one night and discuss some of this about what the animals, you know, the spiritual part. And I do know that in Native American, you know, the four directions, the north is this white road, which is the spiritual road for animals. And, you know, the south is the red road of tears, and the west is the black road, like there's golden, black feet, and then the east is sun, you know, like yellow. But what I want to say is thank you so much, each and every person. I really need to get these printed out and stuff, but the phone calls, I mean, it was amazing for a doll. I must have had 150 answers. But while we were talking, me and the lady Constance, she was sweeping up around her cat box, and all of a sudden a little teeny white feather floated down beside her. And she went, huh. She said, that's really odd. She said, I don't even have any birds or anything. So I wrote that down along with some numbers, and the numbers connected like a little cup, like a dipper. I didn't connect the story that I had written long ago for when Puppy died. It just didn't have the last chapter. And anyway, I'm not going to tell you about the story, but that next night, I was standing. I got up. I get up and down all night long because I just do always have something going. And I got up, and usually I believe a lot of it has to do with my intense listening out for Puppy Wuppy, you know, if she was okay. You know, like a child, you listen for your kids. Well, I was listening for her, and I got up. It was only not even a couple of days after she passed, maybe a week. And there was a white feather sitting right where she lay. She would lay right in between my door, and right there. I was like, wow. I didn't connect it because I was still sleepy with what Cosmic had happened with her feather. And then I came and sat down in my office chair. I was going to read some of the TNT news trailer because I just couldn't sleep on BBS. And looked down at my feet, there was another one. Now, I do have one of those things that go on top of your bed, you know, feather thing. I don't care if it came from there. That don't matter. It's the significant symbolic meaning of how that connected to what Cosmic had shared with me and how she has done. Well, anyway, we had Puppy cremated, and she sits right here with me, my faithful companion. And we had, and they put their little footprint, and I just put those two little white feathers by her footprint. She's got her wings. Now, this guy that I really loved with all my heart, the deepest love I think I've ever had, this time, you know, how you get. But he gave me Puppy Whoppy back 15 years ago. And he even, when we split up, because he said he's the one that told me I needed to go into the forest and find myself, get to know myself better. Because I've always been somebody's mother, somebody's child, somebody's daughter, rather, somebody's grandchild, somebody's wife, somebody's friend, somebody's girlfriend. And who am I to me? So he went off to California. And ironically, he went looking for Fred Bell. And he had all these tapes of Fred Bell, which passed away in on September the 25th, 2011. He was the scientist, health science and energy show on BBS Radio. He was a retired rocket science engineer, and he had so much to offer. But I found a tape of his, of Fred Bell, and I remember him telling me about Fred Bell, how interested he was in the science aspect of the world. And I know a lot of people are very interested in Scientology, things like that, which to me is great, and I respect it, and I really, it's very interesting, the science aspect of the world. But I want to say, you know, the snake is wrapped around the pole, okay, to this practice of medicine, the science, you know, medicine, you know, doctors is a practice of medicine, it's science. It has a snake that wraps around a serpent. And Ronnie, on his arm, he had a flaming musical note as well as the treble clef with the snake running up it. But he was thinking, you know, because he... Anyway, to make a long story short, every doctor that has ever helped me, except for maybe one or two, has really screwed my life and my body up. And I have felt like I've been like a guinea pig. You know, to the point to where it's very sad what people can do to you when you're asleep. Or I just wanted to get that out there. It's where I'm a human being, and I feel very violated with some of the things that have happened. Now I'm going to play a song for Ronnie. I think, I don't know where he is, and you know, I don't know if he's alive or dead, but this is something that he, Puppy Whoppy, is got a book that I will have published in December with, I believe, I'm going, I'm not going to tell you the publishing company, but anyway, so the story that I wrote a long ago, where animals go when they die, and they lift the cup of the Big Dipper. Now, ironically, I had drawn the numbers in a Big Dipper sign with Cosmic in the feather. Now, this is Ronnie. I hope it plays. I'm on my phone tonight instead of through Skype, but and this is on a little handheld tape recorder, but hey, you'll get the gist of it. He is playing Billy Joel's in the middle of the night. I go walk with him to sleep. Here we go.
In the middle of the night. I'm
know if y'all heard that good or well enough. He was a musician and just an amazing man. We held hands every single night before we did. And fell asleep like that. And I did go into the forest. I have been working on myself by myself, pretty much. I'd say on and off when we split up, it was devastating, hard. But I dedicated myself to this cause of spiritual, you know, the spiritual aspects, finding my truth, and, you know, getting back to my roots. And I just want to say, shame on you all. Shame on you for taking my dream and my walk and my heart and my feelings that I share freely, but just ask for my name or something to be put on, and all the books that are being written off of my work and my archives and things and my words being changed. Shame on you. And thank you all for the ones that respect my work, respect the walk and the life that I've lived and still continue to live. And it got to the point that I did things out of my gut as they come and bother me or hurt me in my past. And if I could hold on to the carpet cloth, sometimes it was that painful to look at some of the things that went on with me in my life. But it would with anybody. But the thing is I am so evolved that you can tap all, you know, a person could tap all they want to, watch me all they want to, or try to study me all they want to, but you can't get into the heart of my heart. My feet are grounded into the heart of Mother Earth, like the knowledge tree, the tree of life. And my feet are so grounded that the heartbeat of Mother Earth and the heartbeat of God Almighty, our Creator, comes through my crown baby soft spot and my top of my chakra, where my feet are grounded in my root chakra. And there in the center is my heart of a human heart chamber. And people can try to figure it out all they want. It's not going to work. But if you're going to use my work and my words, please resonate it. Find yourself. People is important. It's the best thing I could have ever done for myself. Because everybody has a story to tell. Everybody has something that goes along with them. Now, last Saturday, I had this huge tree called Rain Tree in front of my house. That tree was humongous and beautiful. And a couple of months now, I thought it was my air conditioner heater, but I would feel like I was being sucked out of the oxygen in my house. And Saturday night, actually, I went to sleep, and right when I was falling asleep, the top part of my arm, where you get a shot, it has a bruise right there at it, too. It looks like a thumbprint bruise. And the top of my arm felt like a heat burn that I can't describe. And all of a sudden, I couldn't breathe. It's like there was no air left in the house. And it was just sucked in the, you know, like the oxygen was sucked out of the house. You know, I got up. And I came and sat in my desk chair. I've been staying in the back of the house instead of going to the front because that's where Puppy, you know, had that thing happen to her, and I'm just kind of doing my own thing back here. But I took a picture of my arm, and then I got out kind of the clear blue. I'm an artist, you know, I draw a lot, and I got out a picture of a tree with the arm, one of the trunks of the tree, you know, big old huge branches. I didn't finish the drawing. I half the time don't finish anything, but it's done the way it's supposed to be done at that time. And I was so sleepy, and I took a picture of my arm and got that thing out, and I said, what am I doing? I said, I started this picture in the early 2000s. I said, I took a piece of light blue and white chalk and started going up the trunk, and I went, no, I can't touch this after this. I said, because I finished it. This was done. in 2000, like one or two. I don't remember when, but it was early 2000. Well, I think when I got my hip fixed. Active listening audience. Archived audience. I kid you not. The next morning, I opened my front door, and half of Raintree Tree was split in half and laying on earth. Right at the cross that I have with the land. Missed it. Just the tip of a leaf was touching it. The tip of a leaf was touching the alarm system sign, and the tip of a leaf was touching a small gardenia bush. Nothing, you know, the gardenia bush had already done its blossom. But let me tell you something. When I had to cut that tree, I mean, it didn't connect that all that went on until after this. Because I talked to the earth, and I get symbolic meanings out of them that only I can understand. Just like if anybody would find something, only they have the message for them. We're individual people. We're individuals. We're neat packaged spiritually. And what I see in a symbol, it means something to me that would maybe mean something totally different to another person. But my daughter and I took pictures of the tree, and we had the tree company come out. And I mean to tell you, it was heart-wrenching. I say two big pieces of two totem poles, and I say two walking canes, and a whole bunch of pieces that are going to be made into some spiritual totems or spiritual sticks. And, you know, just a little wand or, you know, canes or whatever. But I saved them, and I saved one big, huge piece, the one that had the arm hanging down. It looked like the top branch was laying on top of another piece, and its little arm was just hanging all the way down. It's sad. It looked just like the drawing I got out, I kid you not, on my Facebook page and my pictures, along with the feather story and other things, and Dreamland, the land of forget-me-not. There's a meaning in that tree. So it was a double, I call it a wea tree, when you got two trunks into one. And you can look right at the B of the left side of that trunk, and you can see it looks like the old Indian head Nichols, that picture of that Native American, but he's looking up. And on the other side, right at the B of the split, you can see it looked like a childlike, but it was, you know, like the inner child of a person reaching, I kid you not, reaching for that Indian head nickel looking person. And above it, and this is the wood, you know, how the wood split, and you can look inside. If you glare off at things, you can see things deep like that. But if you look at it just like logically, you just see wood chips. But if you stare off through things and use the right side of your brain, just like I do when I draw, I can't draw straight up. I have to draw upside down so that my head doesn't say, that's an eye, that's a lip, that's a nose, that's my... But it says angle, look, angle here, angle there. And you turn around, it's what it is. You know, it looks great. But anyway, above the wooden nickel, y'all aren't going to believe this, it is identical to a Civil War veteran. He has a mustache, a beard, everything, and that funny-looking hat. And then that Civil War veteran's looking over at a picture that I drew back in 1992 of a woman that has half her face was old on one side and young on the other. I'm not kidding. If you want to check it out, I will put it on the bridgingwisdom.com page when I figure out more about how I'm going to lay that out. But that's on my profile page, which just remember bridgingwisdom.com. But my Facebook pages, because I didn't know that when at the time you put those little things up at the top, even though I go by Kathy Hill Cook, it's facebook.com, just.ask.the.reader. Because I can do some very, very, very right on track intuitive consultations. I let the person read themselves instead of me reading them. Because I believe that if somebody gives information besides something that, you know, roundabout, but if they start doing destinies to people, tell them they're going to move and exactly what the house is going to look like and what to look for, they're going to make that their destiny instead of, you know, finding things out for themselves, and they'll just keep coming back and paying that person and paying that person. I just don't believe in the psychic world. I believe in it. I know it's happening. I know it's there. But to be able to have to use tools and things like candles and little deep dinks and things like that and ringing bells and crap like that, I think that's a bunch of junk. I believe that, you know, whatever we put into something, it's going to have that power to the person, you know, because our minds, a human's mind can make reality out of anything and give it that power into itself. Nothing that has not had life has any power. Period. Period. You tell me how a crystal ball can have power. And you it's the person's mind wanting to see what they see inside of it. You tell me how. I know that the candle magic is very profound because of the birthday wishes and stuff, and I do know that a candle can one little lick of a if you take a candle and blow it out and the black smoke, or even if you can barely see the black smoke, but you hold a lighter or a match over the top of that wick, it will light back up from one little flick of the black soot. All that black soot's little pieces of wax, which could blow this world to oblivion. So if you want to know where and how this world's going to blow up, think about it. What kind of magic and craft is going on out there instead of the respect of the craft and the respect of what people know? They're using it in a negative manner, and they're bouncing it all over the place because half the time they take other people's tools. Half the time they use things that they don't even know the hell what they're doing. And I'm very well-rounded in every aspect of the metaphysical realm, as you've heard. Michael say, you think you're going to outdo her, you're not. You know, that I'm probably the most well-rounded out there in this world with all aspects because I don't study anybody's work. I don't study any. I read the Bible, and I've read my books that I had to read in school. But other than that, I don't read other people's stuff because they got it from somebody else that got it from somebody else that watered it down to twist it around and turn it around, or either they took mine right off the top of my head and decided, you know, to use it as their own. And so to me, it ain't their story. It isn't authentic. It isn't they don't really have, not many this day and time. I'm not saying all. I'm just saying not many people. And to spit out a book so quick, please. And to have 200 or 15 or 20, you know that it took me 5 years to write Dreamland. And already on the TNT News Trader, they've got a Dreamland, something going up. It's called Occupation Dreamland. And you know what else? The Liquid Mirror. I wonder why they have to, people have to use, not saying that BBS did that, but they got it, the link from somewhere. You tell me why somebody has to damage and tarnish my heart and my dream of my book because I shared it with one or two people, just a little bit of it. Or was a phone tapped? Or was my house tapped? Or what? But it ain't nothing no more than the science crap and trying to study something and make somebody pissed. And it ain't going to make me pissed. It's just going to make me leave the internet, take this computer and bust it into a billion pieces, and it's going to cause me to move from my house and go somewhere and be peaceful. Unless I'm going to start being respected. I respect myself. I expect others to respect me. I don't care. I don't care if there was a camera sitting in the middle of my house, but if I didn't get permission for it and I did not sign a contract for it, that's breaking and entering. That's stealing. That's theft. That's conspiracy. That's plagiarism. That's identity theft. That is aiding and getting other people to buy into the, okay, Kathy Cook Creations. I was told by a good friend to use, you know, that's three C's, which is the C is the third letter. You know, call it C3. Well, they've even got a 501K C3 out. Come on. And I can't get to my photographs. It's just gotten a little bit ridiculous out there. And I give with my whole heart. But anybody, I promise you, that makes money off of anything that I have given freely instead of using it for themselves to benefit, but it's making a dollar of a dime or any type thing, I promise you, it will come back to me. Because, and then I will give it to poor people, and I'll give things to people that need it and deserve it and honor instead of stealing for their self-identity or their study or whatever it's for. You know, let's just say that the situation on the outside of me has made their point that they are all that and then some. And let's leave it alone and start respecting one another. I respect you guys. And I fuss in my own house by myself. My friend Johnny, the hairdresser, taught me to scream and holler if I wanted to. And it's something that's inside of me as a lesson being learned. You know, like a little kid, a small kid coming out. And if I don't fuss about it out loud, and the person on the, if, you know, if they take it as if I'm attacking them, that's pretty sick. Because how in the world can anybody, if somebody started attacking me, let me just say this. How could I give them that power? I don't have the power to cause anything. And nobody has the power to cause me anything. But to downright steal somebody's dreams and hopes and take it as their own and make a dollar off of my dreams is bullshit. And shame on you all. Because it's everywhere trying to make me like I'm not. The reason being is because I'm authentic. I don't plagiarism. And I'm clean. And the negative loves to take from the clean, because it makes them know that it's good and clean and truthful. And I am good and clean and truthful. And I'm going to tell you, the snake pit, the cobra, whatever the hell is hooked to that thing, there's another story behind that, and I'm not going to go there. It's just like with the demonic crap that people use other people as a ritual sexually and stuff. Let's just leave that alone, because I am a Christian. I'm a strong, devout Christian. The road is at the split. I told the pizza delivery guy the other day, and several people, something big's about to happen. All of a sudden, that's become a fad. Something big's about to happen. Something big's about to happen. You know what something big's about to happen is? This broadcast right here. Me getting this off my chest. Because I tell you what comes around goes around, and karma does have an overbite, and it is instant, as if nobody realizes that we have stepped into the fifth dimension. Those that have evolved. You know, I told people to every time, I said, do you realize that? I said, in this cramp of, I've got it, you never know which way I'm going to blow. Please. False. And playing on the Facebook, that's a warning in itself, the game playing over my computer. I have no control over my computer. It's wrong, and it's got to the point to where I'm giving out and you're biting the hand that feeds you. And that's what I'm going to say about that. Now, I want to know about this inside and outside of the box. I was talking to a friend of mine that used to go to church with me a long time ago. I've connected with a lot of people. Because I asked God to remove all the people, places, and things out of my life that were so harmful and not good for me. And bam, things happen. And bring into my life all people, places, and things that are of his good and good for me and of his will. Bam, all these people coming out of the woodwork from my old past, from a church and stuff. And I don't go to church because I don't like controlled environments. Religion is a controlled environment. I am a Christian and individual. And the reason, but I know the Wiccan way too. I know a lot of different ways because I authentically went to it. I don't believe in praying to anything but God, Jesus Christ Almighty. Because if I start praying and believing in all these gods and goddesses and stuff, not to say that they're not, but I never went there. But I'm going to tell you something right now. When you borrow or ask for anything besides from one direct Holy Spirit, you're going to be paying back, people. 7 times, 7 times, 7 times. Constantly you'll pay back that negative. Constantly you'll pay back that witchcraft. Constantly you're going to own your ass till you deprogram yourself from it. There's white witches and there's dark witches, but that dark shit, just that, it sucks. It's the void and it's the spiral that goes downward into the guts of a person and owns them and turns them into feeling all paranoid and everything about what everybody else, you know, if they attack me, if I don't do it, you know, please don't give the power to the fake power. You know, I'm not condoning it, but use it for something good. If you got it, use it for good. Why? What does it say? Harm ye none? Isn't that the Wiccan read? Harm ye none. And that's the saying, as it says in the Bible, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So therefore, if you're harming somebody, they're going to do it back to you. I think of it like this. I think of it like a boomerang around my body, life, spirit, and soul from here on out in the mirror. Because the liquid mirror, since it comes from Dreamland and Puppy and the way she died, let's use that liquid mirror. Honey, we got a liquid mirror all around every single person, place, and thing in my life. And all around is the armor. And anybody that comes near my stuff without respecting and tapping and knocking and asking to come in, like a person in the front door, they're going to be, dang, I'm having it mirrored right back at them, and everybody's going to be looking at their ass. And I'm going to just say that. I'm a different person today. I'm a good person. I've learned hardcore, and I'm not going to be the sweet, sappy, zap thing half the damn time, because that only gets being taken advantage of. I learned today by my friend Larry that I need to stand firm in who and what I believe in and open for options of listening outside the box. I will, but I get the messages filtered to me inside my heart from the earth core of the symbolic meanings out there, but also from God Almighty through my baby soft spot. Ah, your crown chakra. You know, how did I know all these things back in the day before they were even anything and I was a little kid? You know, write the book or, you know, teach. Where's my stuff? Where's my stuff? As you wish, I don't know. Because it keeps getting taken down and damaged and changed. So I took it all down. That's what I wish. That was my wish, to take it down. So it don't matter. And if somebody needs to come in and buy my lock boxes, and it's going to be demanded because I said some of my stuff's in a lock box, did I say it was in a bank? Listen, the threats against my life are getting a little ridiculous. The threats against my family are getting a little ridiculous. And if I've got so much focus and so many thousands or hundreds of thousands of people listening to me, why? Ask yourself, look at the what, when, where, how, and look at your why. This gold and silver bull crap. You know, trying to break the doll. Trying to sell people, other people's stuff. Trying to be authentic and all that. It's a bunch of cock bullshit, lies. Be you. Each person be themselves. Be who you are. Respect yourself. Have dignity. And tell in the back of a book where you got your information. Because I tell you what, this ain't no damn dress rehearsal. It's not. I'm going to get off the air right now. I'm tired. I don't think that this is going anywhere except for I've said what I needed to say. Until I get some respect and stuff around here. BBS gives me respect. They love me to pieces and back. And I'm going to ask Doug if you would just please play some music or something. You know, this is going to be my full hour right here. And I thank you all. I love you all to pieces. And mama is tough. Think of me as the mama. Because I'm spanking my children. Because all you acting like little children. But to take my dreamland and start a thing about it. And, you know, I don't care whether it's for a praise or what. It is my heart, my spirit, and my soul. My dog has only been dead 3 weeks. With that, I love you all. And may God bless you in abundance of what you deserve. I'm off the air.